across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one.
Morning, guys. Welcome to Wednesday. How are we today?
Good.
Good morning. Really good.
Yeah, you feeling good?
Yeah, brilliant.
It's Wednesday, halfway through the week.
I know. It's great hump day, they call it. So I've been here painting all night.
Yeah, this is
what
bizarre.
A loser I am. I really need to get a life, hey.
Well, you said that, but then I was like, you know what? Probably takes your mind off things, like something totally different you'd never normally do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually quite and good at painting it, you know.
You beautified this
the
room.
The last resort.
You're actually turning into a Kiwi because I have a friend over in New Zealand at the moment.
Hey, bro. Yeah.
And obviously they're going into lockdown, I think, like within the next couple of hours, few hours. And she works at Bunnings. She said every man and his dog is coming into Bunnings and getting paint because they plan on painting their house over the four-week lockdown period.
Great to own a paint shop at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's business booming for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you'll sell, you know, a month's supply in a day, I reckon.
We have the same thought at our house.
Really?
And then also at Ben's work, the other manager and another worker were like, oh, we're thinking of buying paint. The conversation came up just randomly, and they all have the same thought. Everyone's thinking it.
You know what it is? It's the idea of being stuck in at home, and you're like, what really needs to be done that I've been putting off for ages?
There has been a rush on Bunnings just quietly all around the country as well too, which is a shame because the sausages aren't available anymore. They're not. They put a moratorium on the sausages.
The main reason to go to Bunnings.
Exactly.
Cheeky, you're kidding.
Cheeky snag of breakfast.
Now, Hamish, instead of painting, will be making pasta at his house.
Oh, yes.
Now, Hamish, you did get a pasta maker. Have you tried it out yet?
Not the pasta maker, but I did make bread. Yesterday.
How'd that go?
It was good. I've made bread a few times. I've had this bread maker for a while, so.
Apparently, there was a shortage of yeast at the
store. There was.
So it's back in stock. Good to know.
You have to go looking for it, though.
You'd have a good supply, though.
I've got
you?
A pretty good supply. Yeah.
Do you have, like, that thing where, you know, with the sourdough, they keep rolling it over? The sourdough starter?
In the actual machine itself? Or
I don't know. I just hear this thing like on whenever I watch like a show where it's a guy living in the country doing his own thing. They always go, oh, this is my sourdough starter. I've had it for ages.
Yeah, no, this thing, I just chuck all the ingredients on it and turn it on and go have a nab. It's the laziest possible machine.
Like
it's
the 90s fantastic. Vibe bread maker?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know the ones. Love big old that. Square yeah. box.
So I just want to say, Hamish, can you please bring me in a piece tomorrow? Because I'd like to try it, if it's possible.
I'll make a new batch. I'll make some more bread. And the great thing is you can do it overnight, so you can wake up to the smell of, you know, cooking
freshly
bread.
Oh, it's so good.
That'll be beautiful.
Hamish, we did get an announcement from the Prime Minister again last night, very late, 9:30. Lots of new measures in place. What's the latest?
Right, so this is the next stage of a lockdown, and it's a pretty severe curtailing of civil liberties at the moment, and it's all in an effort to stop or slow coronavirus. So you've got big restrictions on weddings, and even funerals will be heavily restricted. Mm. No more than 5 people at weddings. That includes the celebrant and the people getting married. And funerals can only have 10 people. Family gatherings, barbecues and house parties will be banned. Food courts and shopping centres also closed. Takeaway will be permitted, so they'll still stay open. Community, recreational centres, health clubs and fitness clubs also banned. Auctions and open houses as well too. So any significant gathering of people will be banned.
Yeah.
And under new legislation that passed New South Wales Parliament, it has given police the ability to arrest people suspected of breaching those public health orders, and they will be returned home if they're out in public.
Mm.
So they are taking this very, very seriously, and the state is enforcing it through the police. Overseas, the Tokyo Olympics has been postponed. Officially, I think that was always going to happen. Yeah, that's officially. The IOC and Japan's Prime Minister made the call. It's just not feasible to keep the athletes all together and all that stuff. It will take place next year, and an exact date hasn't been confirmed yet. Still overseas, Italy's death toll has now doubled that of China's, which is just extraordinary.
Jeez.
Wow.
And it stands over 6,800, even though China has significantly more actual cases. Although I just read a report just before about the fact that Italy's caseload could actually be 10 times higher than what has been reported.
Isn't that terrible?
Mm.
Just shocking stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
It goes to show why they are trying to put these measures in place here in Australia as well too. And, and I suspect we'll have more in the coming days too.
Now, I've just had a look as well. The number of confirmed cases in the Hunter now 72. 72 yep. cases. That is unbelievable.
Mm.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Hamish.
I mean,
we do have to really stay on these rules. Like you said, as hard as they are, Hamish, needs to happen.
Yeah, it's so sad. I mean, you know, birthday parties for kids, can't go to them. You can't hold them. This is the point where we're at the moment.
Yeah.
It's probably going to get worse well before it gets better.
Yeah, totally. You've got to just take care of the community. Very important.
Absolutely.
Practice social distancing where you can and all that. Next, though, we continue this chat a little bit in a weird way because this guy has come up with a completely novel way of exercising. and, of course, you know, exercising at home, great idea. Figure out what you can. We've all seen the viral videos of somebody splashing soap in a bath and then using it as a treadmill. This is something totally different, though, and way better.
Okay, nice. Finding out next with the Novo's J. Matty Crevo, 12 past 6, Birds of Tokyo, good Lord, kicking off your Wednesday. Good morning. 22 degrees right across the Hunter today. Showers, possible storms. This is 105.3 in UFM with the Novo's J. Matty Crevo. It's time for I Can't Believe It.
Yeah, an absolutely unbelievable story. This one, a guy has run the length of an entire marathon all on his balcony during France's coronavirus lockdown.
So hold on, how far is a marathon again? 48 kilometres?
I've got it in miles here because everything's written in America at the moment. 26 miles, so that's like 32 Ks, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, around that. Still massive on the balcony. I wonder how big it was. Hopefully it was massive.
Not very big by the looks of the photo.
41 kilometres.
There you go.
That's insane.
On a balcony. You'd think you'd wear the bloody thing out, wouldn't you?
I think this is so counterproductive, right? Yeah, I get it. Oh, got to keep exercising, blah, blah, blah. But wouldn't it intensify the feelings of being locked up in a cage?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you feel like a little hamster on a wheel?
So he did 3,000 laps of the thing, which is 3,000 of anything's a lot. Just
go run on the spot.
Oh, so it's a big balcony.
Well, not that big do 3,000 laps, Jade.
Yeah, I know, but I was just thinking to myself, like, where is he from? America? Oh,
France.
Yeah, because they have really tiny balconies. So here I'm thinking he's just jogging on the spot.
Got a bit of length to the thing.
Oh, well, he's one of the lucky ones.
It's important if you're doing that. Length is really important.
It's funny the different things people are now doing to exercise.
Oh.
Jade, of course, you're basically Michelle Bridges. You were a gym junkie before, going every day.
Mm. You've got your own Zumba room now.
I was looking at my Zumba room. It's probably going to have to get a vamp or a ramp up, I guess. I have to let the treadmill down. I got my kettlebells. I got my hula hoops. I was actually Googling yesterday hula hoop exercising, like YouTube tutorials.
Yeah.
And there's actually people who've got like hula hooping
channels and businesses.
Yeah, channels, I should say.
Back
yeah.
to the hula hooping.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of these like personal trainers who do it online.
Yeah.
This is a boom time for them because all those gym junkies out there are absolutely like desperate for something to do.
Funny you say that. So I somehow have signed up to Michelle Bridges' program like years ago. Uh-huh. Like I signed up to the email list.
Yeah.
So I always get the 12WBT emails.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, hasn't she bounced back from, you know?
Well, no one's driving at the moment, so... She's chilling.
No RBTs.
Yeah.
She's not lucky and what she did was wrong, but the thing is she's lucky it happened around the coronavirus time because everyone's
the
forgotten.
The focus has gone off air,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Distance health, though, like another industry
that's
booming at the moment.
Absolutely. Like, if you do a yoga class from home, you're about to get rich.
Well, I did a meditation. One of my friends, she's doing meditation via her live stream, so anyone can, like, jump in and do it.
And get involved.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, that's the sort of business that's really going to boom over the next few months.
Yeah.
Mm, the life flow yoga. If you need to chill.
Is that you? Are you getting a little kickback from that?
No, no. It's free for everyone on her Facebook page.
Yeah, that's good.
But a lot of people are probably going crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, anyone who's a gym junkie in real trouble.
Hey, what's in Jade's box up next? We don't have movie tickets, of course, anymore, but what we do have is a packet of Tim Tams.
And the pride of winning. Something to brag about.
The Tim Tams direct to your door if you guess what's in Jade's box this morning.
Very simple. All right, first clue before you give it a shake.
Yes.
This is a big old tool that you might use to pinch or pull.
Okay. Give it a shake.
What's in your box there, Jade? Give it a shake.
Oh, stuck.
Oh, it's gotten stuck.
My box has gotten a bit tight. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Hate it when
what's in my box? 13 10 09.
Taking your calls next in your FM. It's 6:20. Good morning,
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. When you wake up,
New FM.
What's in Jade's box?
If you would love to win a packet of Tim Tams sent directly to your house,
what a prize!
Who wouldn't want
what
that?
13 10 09 is the number you need to call to guess what is in my box.
Shake it, girlfriend.
Here we go.
Loosened up now.
Yeah,
it's very heavy
bit.
In there.
First clue was Crevo.
It is a big old tool that you can use to pinch or pull.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Now, I do see here you work at the hospital in research. How's your life going at the moment?
It's been turned upside down a little bit, but we're pushing through.
Nice one. Now, are you researching, like, has your research changed to be everything COVID-19 like everyone else?
It's just putting delays on everything. So I'm not working directly with that, but it's just making everything a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, you'd be I'll get out of your way. You have the lab. It's all yours.
Yeah.
If you guys
and
need
all the
it.
The documentation, that's what it is.
Yeah, right. Very interesting stuff. All right, well, you ready to play What's in Jade's Box?
Yes.
Okay, what do you think has been slipped inside there this morning?
Is it a pair of pliers?
Of course it is.
Oh, yay.
Researcher Katie wins.
Packet of Tim Tams coming your way, Katie. How's the food stocks looking at yours at the moment?
It's all right. It's not too bad.
We'll chuck in some snakes as well.
Oh, that'd be great.
There you go.
Excellent. How good is that? Thanks for hanging out with us, Katie.
Thanks, Katie. Appreciate it. I love giving away snacks.
Yeah.
It is pretty good.
Well, really no good. Better time to ever give them away, really.
Oh, I don't know why I find it so funny.
Stick a snake in a post bag and away you go.
Yeah. Thanks. Coming up after the news at 6:30, we're talking, did banging the box fix it? You know when something doesn't work, whether it be a computer, a TV, maybe a radio, and then you give it a good old bang like that and it starts working again?
Even the car engine happens a lot. They hit spanners on,
certain bits
really?
And it'll work. I've got a story about that.
Oh, wow. Well, we're basically doing that this morning. 13 10 09, when did banging the box fix it and what was it? Doing it after the news. Light and bright here at New FM.
Yeah,
good morning.
Simple.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
A question for you guys. How do you fix a NASA rover?
Yeah.
I feel like this is a bad joke setup.
No, you bang it with a shovel. Yes, that's right. A NASA rover wasn't working, so they got the rover to bang itself with a shovel, and of course, it started working.
It's like very old school, isn't it?
It's just like the NASA version of stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
True.
Hamish, you suggested a fantastic grab that I'll like to share with people now.
What this thing needs is what we call a Rogaine adjustment.
What's that? You know how?
Yep.
The Sopranos never fails to disappoint.
Oh, I wasn't aware of the reference, but amazing. The DVD player is going to work now.
You know, in life, though, it sometimes happens, whether it be a TV, a radio, the Foxtel box. Give us a call next. 131009. Did banging the box fix it? And what was it?
Yeah, I love this. A nice, simple one. Light and bright. No corona chat.
Zero.
Justin Bieber, Dan and Shay with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:40. Guys, 131009 this morning. Did banging the box fix it? Yes, that's right. Banging boxes. A lot of people think it's a great solution to many problems in life.
And sometimes it does fix it.
It does. My Nintendo, back in the day, you'd bang it and it would miraculously work again.
Come back to life. There's something about giving something a good bang.
Do you know what, though? I wonder when people make boxes, any box-related, you know, electronics or products.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's something in there, like a sensor that says start working when you bang it.
I don't think so, but I did have this this boss, right?
Yeah.
A couple years back. Oh, good. 8 years ago, maybe now.
A couple of years ago. Crevo's sense of time has
disappeared. Yeah, doing breakfast hours will do that for you. But he used to have a Ford Falcon. It was pretty new, probably less than 10 years old, but it was leased, and he had another, like, 8 months left on the lease before he could switch to a newer car.
Yeah.
And it suddenly stopped working, and he had this, like, mechanic, mate. And I use mechanic in the loosest possible terms. You know people that just love cars and pretend they're a mechanic?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was that sort of vibe. Anyway, he said, if you get, like, a rubber mallet and bang this certain bit on the engine, it will start up fine because it could never get it started.
And it did.
It worked fine. So every afternoon, I'd come out after work, he'd have the bonnet out, especially in summer, bigger guy, he'd be sweating up a storm, banging away on this one bit of the engine with the mallet, and be like, you're right there, mate, you need a lift or anything? He's like, nah, I just need to bang it a bit more.
Do you know what box I bang all the time?
What? Right.
The desks here, the button in front, the buttons in front of me.
Funny you say that.
How many times am I banging these buttons?
Yeah, Matt and Maddie, so you know how you just bang the desk right then?
Yeah.
So were you banging the desk like there actually
switched on our sister radio station
in our headphones. So
if
now
you could please bang it again.
Yeah, we're going to need to probably bang for a little while longer and hopefully it'll
revert. Come back to New FM.
Producer Jackson, are you banging boxes?
Does Jackson really...
Sorry, no, I'm not. If something breaks, I'm throwing it away. I'm getting a new one. I can't be bothered.
I was going to say, does Producer Jackson really strike you as the type of person who would bang something to fix it?
I will instruct my partner to do it, though.
Yeah.
I remember doing it, though, on the old boxes. You know the TVs, the square ones back in the day?
Of course, the CRT-style ones.
They're good memories. They're fond memories of my childhood.
You bang it once, like it shakes and it goes a little bit closer to colour.
Yes.
And then one more time. Yeah. Oh, she's back in business.
Because it used to be those black and white squiggly lines.
Yeah. Oh,
the old memories. VCR player as well.
Yeah,
the tracking was off.
Give that thing a bang. We're back in business.
Well, guys, we've got a round of Love It or Loathe It after this. We're going to get yourself, Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topics.
Very good. 6:43 with the Novos. Good morning.
The Novos. New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
This is where we get each other's thoughts on the daily topics. You either love it or you loathe it. The only rule is that there is no fence sitting.
Mm.
All right, fellas, using Facebook, love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
I think still love it, but it's on the way out for me. I'm using it less.
In what way?
I basically use it for work. And that's the end.
Do you know what? Same sort of deal. Use it for work, but I do use Messenger heaps. I actually use Messenger more than I do text message. Mm. So that's my, like, primary source of contacting people, Facebook Messenger.
So why do you loathe it otherwise?
Oh, because I just don't use it for its actual function anymore.
Mm. Okay.
Like, just
scrolling.
Look back at old photos, get reminded of people's birthdays, which even then I'd lapse massively.
Yep.
And, yeah, Facebook Messenger. And, of course, the new FM live stream.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
See,
love
I still
that.
Love it. I
get
love
with
Facebook.
The times, though. You need to evolve.
I
you
am.
Need to get on, you but need to get on the TikTok.
I am actually on TikTok. I haven't posted anything, but I do, like, I am on that. I'm on Instagram and I'm on Facebook, but I have my...
At the Jade later.
Yeah.
You're a modern young woman, though. Of
yeah,
course
but I get a, like, I interact with a lot of people via, like, my Facebook page. Mm. So I really love it. I think
all
it's
of
great.
Your fans?
Oh, well, I'd like to call them friends, but...
oh, what a load of crap.
No.
Are you inviting them over to the, to your house for tea and scones?
Well, you should know. No one really gets to
no
invite around my
no
house.
No one's coming to my house.
No one's coming to my house. But I bring this up because Facebook is opening up its Messenger app to health authorities in a bid to deliver vital information about the coronavirus pandemic, which is great, I think. So they're going to, like, they're looking at developing their resources to government so they can develop apps and bots that are capable of notifying people when there's a relevant update, which I think's incredible.
Well, it's about time Zuckerberg got off his little booster seat and did something. producer Jackson, now you're the social media king in this team. What are your thoughts on Facebook?
So I only use it for Messenger, which you can have if you deactivate Facebook, which I would love to do, but I have to use Facebook for work. Otherwise, I think it's a bit of a nursing home and I steer clear.
Because you went through a little period not too long ago where you, like, deleted all your profile pictures and, like,
yeah, I deleted
essentially
like a lot
shut
of
it down.
You became one of those weirdos, Jackson. I don't understand people who don't have Facebook profile pictures. It drives me nuts. If there's one thing in life, if I became mayor,
I do now because a lot of people were like, "You're a weirdo." But I find that I am one of these people that likes to sort of have a curated life, and I like my digital footprint to be like completely controlled by me. So I do go through and do these cleans and stuff like that. I don't like having Facebook there. It's purely for work.
Anyone who doesn't have a profile picture for any device, like any sort of like Instagram, I just think serial killer.
Well, they say that if you don't
really?
Have...
Yeah, I do.
That seems a little extreme. Jeez,
they say if you don't have Facebook, you're less likely to be employed because you look less trustworthy.
Yeah, you
so.
Do. That's what I mean.
Jeez.
That's freaky.
Do you know what, though? I make all of my, like, Facebook private for that reason.
What do you mean?
Well, I have no one from work other than you guys, really, on my Facebook. I don't want people at work, you know, stalking through it.
Looking through your private life.
Yeah, I always do the cull, like, every now and again.
Do you know what's really...
Anyone who doesn't interact with me, like, eventually kind of thing gets the boot.
Do you know what's really annoying? Like, I just don't like, if to say, for example... You know, I was doing something I didn't want the boss to find out about. Yeah. I don't want him on my Facebook having a look, you know, stalking through. You don't need that in your life.
Do you know what annoys me, though? People get offended if you're not on, like, if you work in the same place and they're not on your Facebook.
Yeah.
It's actually quite interesting. That's why I sort of like having a page. Like, even if I think I left radio, like, for any reason, I still have my Facebook
your
page
followers.
Purely
yeah.
to just filter workplace people, like, for exactly Maddie's reason.
I love that. Jade starts at a new job. Have you got Facebook? Yeah, you can like me.
You can like my page.
No, but I think it's not. Like, I think it's another alternative, like, for people out there.
Very true, very true.
Yeah, well, there you go, Jade. Mm. Facebook queen over here.
All over it.
You know what? You should date Mark Zuckerberg if you ever divorce Benny.
Well, he doesn't
he's
have a lot of money.
Coin very
also,
short,
he's
though.
Married, I think.
Oh, yeah, well, he is.
Small detail.
The timing will never be right. But also, guys, we'll do this one real quick. We've got time for one more?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Love it or loathe it, walking your pet.
3, 2, 1, go!
Any pet, cat, dog, lizard, mouse.
Lizard.
Hey, you can walk anything these days.
Love it. Although, I've never walked my cat. What a nightmare.
They'd hate it, wouldn't they?
Oh, they hate
Chester.
It. Yeah, we don't all have prams to carry our dogs and cats in like you, Jade.
Well, you just shouldn't care what people think and just buy one, Matty.
I ain't buying a pram for my pet.
Are you sure?
Well, this might be an alternative for you, Matty. Okay. So, apparently now there's, like, footage of this man who's using a drone to walk his dog. without leaving the house due to the coronavirus. But
lazy,
but it's actually really cute. So he's got the drone set up and it's like legit flying, hovering above his dog, just leading him around.
I feel like the dog could pull the drone wherever it wanted to go.
In all fairness, it is a smaller dog. It's probably
and a big drone.
Yeah,
great for your dog with a wobbly cat syndrome.
Oh
Myrtle.
Yeah, you can just lift it up
off the ground. So yeah, it doesn't have to. You know,
imagine Myrtle's little feet dangling as it flies around.
Little Murdy.
Can I just say that is life imitating art? I don't know if you remember Back to the Future. You know when Marty comes to the future. There's a scene where he arrives and there's a dog being walked by what looks like a drone. Check it out. It's this is bizarre.
Isn't that interesting?
I'm just waiting for the flying cars now.
Yeah,
they're a bit overdue.
I think they're a bit. They're going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're at the point where we're teaching people to wash hands, so I'm not very optimistic it's going to happen anytime soon.
Back in the 60s and 70s, in popular culture,
yeah,
they used to always make out that we'd have flying cars by the year 2000.
I
Isn't
know.
That funny? Here we are, 20 years later.
Not even close.
You know what? They beat us. They got the rocket happening. We haven't got anything else going for us. Well, back in the 60s and 70s, I don't know when the rocket got created, but they went to the moon in the 60s, didn't they, Hamish?
Yeah, they did. Absolutely, yeah.
Supposedly.
The rocket was invented thousands of years ago, but the better ones.
But you think, you know, considering that timeline, we would have had something of our own now.
Yeah.
Something of our own.
Very good. Hamish, news time up next.
Right across Newcastle.
I interact with a lot of people via, like, my Facebook page. Mm. So I really love it. I think
all
it's
of
great.
Fans?
Well, I'd like to call them friends, but.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
New FM. Ignition. 3, 2, 1.
I think everyone's routines are getting thrown out at the moment. Actually, I don't think
really?
I know they are. They are. Everyone's routines are gone to crap. So yesterday I came home. Normally I can bring my recycling bin in straight away. But I looked in my bin and it was still full. See, full. I was like, oh, that sucks. Maybe they missed my house. And I'm looking sort of down my street and I saw there was like a bin further down that had the lid open. It hadn't flipped back on top, you know, when they stay open. So I'm thinking, maybe I'm gonna have to call the bin people, because apparently you can call them, and if they miss your bin, you can notify them and
course
they'll go back
know
and
that.
Anyway, I decided to go and grab the dogs as soon as I got home and go for a quick walk. And so I'm walking around the block and I see other people's bins are there. So I started opening everyone's recycling bins to see if they'd been emptied, just to see if mine was the only one. No, it's just the routine of the bin man just got thrown out yesterday.
What a sight. Jade walking her chihuahuas down the street.
Get in the pram, my darlings.
Every bin we on the street. Jesus.
Well, I was curious. I was thinking, oh no, there's nothing worse than thinking you're the only one that got missed.
How many...
I've never thought that.
Oh, it really bothers me.
How many bins did you open?
About four.
You know what people would think?
What?
They'd see you with the pram and think, she's getting, like, cans and bottles out of the bin and wheeling them in a pram to go down to return it.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Would that be so unbelievable?
No.
Jade doing that? Absolutely not.
Times are tough.
Who's laughing? I'm making money.
Off with your pram. So funny. Next though, guys, there's been like a few of these like rumors around people spitting on food in supermarkets, which is just the worst of activity. Mm. In fact, over in the States they caught a couple of people coughing on produce.
That's disgusting.
Like
what's wrong with people?
What a low act. So what I thought we should do, 13 10 09, what should the punishment be for supermarket spitters? Because I think it should be quite serious.
Well, me too. I mean, it's disgusting.
Considering the current climate.
Who in their right mind is doing that?
Oh, just absolute
animals.
5 years.
Animals.
5 years.
5 years in jail?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Jade? Is that...
I think it
should be a fine or...
No, I think it's jail time. Because what if they have, you know... I don't know.
Well, what if
they could have herpes, they could have AIDS, they could have different diseases. Like,
well, you don't catch those by spitting, but
you'd be
well,
fine. But so it'd be coronavirus is the issue there.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, imagine if somebody caught COVID-19, mm-hmm. right, and they passed it on to their grandparents who then subsequently passed away. Like, it's actually really serious.
Mm.
Has a lot of weight to it.
It does.
All right, 131009, taking your calls next. What should the penalty be for supermarket spitters? Doing it after Jason Mraz. I'm yours and UFM's 10 past 7. Good morning. Jason Mraz. I'm yours with Jade, Maddie and Creevo. It's 13 minutes past 7, currently 17 degrees at Nobby's, 14 at Belmont, tops of 22 degrees right across the Hunter today.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
That's right. And most people are being careful and doing the right thing, which is awesome. But some absolute animals have been caught doing things like spitting on fruit, coughing on vegetables to try and spread this thing around. Are you kidding?
Do you know what's really sad about this? It just goes to show that people will do anything to get clicks online these days.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, it's just total ignorance, and it really could affect someone and ruin someone's life.
End it.
Exactly. Well, and all the people that are affected by that.
That's why I think you said, Maddie, you reckon they should have a 5-year jail term.
I think 5 years. I mean,
that's very heavy for a cough, but at the same time, I understand what you mean.
No, do you know what? So you think it should be less?
I don't know. Well, that's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah, but what are your personal thoughts?
At least a couple, 2 years in jail.
You think two? So you're a lot less,
well,
Jade?
I think you looked at this online this morning. That lady who was putting the strawberries. I think there was an article.
The needles and the strawberries,
and it was 3 years.
Well, so
personally, I don't know. I think if it's creating danger, like I said.
Three years is acceptable, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, 3 to 5. It depends, if you get sick from it, though. No, but, dead set, though. 100%. It can be serious. I think I've got a couple of those diseases mixed up, but you can get type 1 herpes, cold sores. I'm lucky. I've never had a cold sore, but you can catch them. I'm guessing it would have to be a lot of spit, but hep B, hep C, there are diseases that you catch from spit. If people are spitting on people's food, it's serious.
Yeah,
it's definitely true. Now, just reading up on the strawberry, there was one lady who was the instigator of the whole thing, caused the most chaos. Now, normally that is 3 years, but the maximum jail term is actually 10 years because aggravation is added to this. The incident.
Yeah.
There must be some technical legal term that, I'm not fully across the situation, but 10 years, I don't know, is that too much?
If I got sick from someone doing that, 10 years, I'd be throw away the off, key. And I would want them to get 10 years.
All right, well,
how dare they? That's my health. I could die.
True. Yeah, well, absolutely. Let's go to the phones. David, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going, guys?
Yeah, doing good, David. Tell me, what are your thoughts on this, mate? 5 years too much?
Well, my recommendation, jail time's too good for them. Get them out in the community. 250 hours community service straight up.
You know what? I tend to agree with that. I actually don't find imprisonment, all that gratifying in these situations for the victim. I think, you've got to rehabilitate prisoners. I think that's very important. And I think you're right, 250 hours, I reckon even more.
Oh, as a minimum.
Okay.
I say put them in prison and then make them do
community service. Well, community service.
Why should they get the nice comforts of life? They've done the wrong thing.
Well, that's true. It's a good point. Maybe they do need a combination of the two, but community service could be very, rehabilitating, like you said. Give people perspective, especially if they have to help people who are vulnerable.
Here's a question for you, David. Somebody, does this. They spit on some food that a family member of yours then consumes, contracts COVID-19, gets extremely ill. Are you still going down the road of community service?
Yeah, I guess I will. When you look at what's happening with possible people being released from prison, I'd like to see them get out and do something for the community. I don't know if you've seen the YouTube article of that guy that's in the state that's licking the vitamins in the supermarket.
Yeah.
It's just not on.
I guess there isn't a blanket rule either. I mean, are you more sympathetic towards a young person, 16, 17 years old, maybe egged on by their mates? I mean, are you really chucking them in there for 5 years? I don't know.
I think you should, because you know right from wrong. Like, a lawyer can argue that, but at the end of the day, no one's stupid.
Mm. I don't know. I'd argue that. I reckon some people are stupid out there. But, it's a tricky one, and maybe younger people do need more of a community service-based punishment.
Well, it's just the whole glorification of the thing on social media.
Well, that's part of the problem, for sure.
I mean, it's really bad. Like I was saying before, people do anything for clicks these days, won't they?
Mm.
Anyway, very good. Moving on. Changing pace next, yeah. That thing's still on, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Of course, because they film it a season ahead.
Tonight.
Plenty of tourists to save from Bondi Beach.
Yeah, there's always some. Tonight, 7:30, it's going to be on the TV screen, so we're going to chat to Hoppo in a sec.
Hoppo. Excellent. Ooh, do you find him hot, Jade?
To be honest, I'm going to have to do a quick Google search.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Very good. I love
doing
this
it next
show.
7:19. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7:25. Guys, coming up very soon, we're chatting to Hoppo from Bondi Rescue. Now, of course, Bondi, massive news this week, closed down. Now, what a sight that is to see. Possibly one of the world's busiest beaches, bare.
Mm. I know.
Completely bare.
If you asked anyone even like a month ago if this would be possible, they'd think you're crazy. They'd laugh you out of the room.
Yeah, they
would.
But
now there it is, all taped off like a crime scene, and you've got no chance of going.
It's bizarre when you go to the beach in general and it's just closed because the surf's rough, let alone looking perfect.
You know, when you look back on history and there's been like a pivotal moment in time, or, you know, something's happened in the world that's been a major event, I feel like the picture, just that image of Bondi Beach empty, will sum up 2020
what we're going
coronavirus.
Through.
I think that's going to be quite an iconic picture, that one.
Well, I was chatting to someone yesterday and they were like, you know what, we are living in a moment in history.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
This is something that 100%. People will talk about in the future, and we're living it right now.
Yeah.
Well, one of our guys here at work, he's about to have a baby in July, and he was saying how he can't wait to tell his kid they were born in the year of the coronavirus, because it's going to be such, you know, and like you said, an impact on the world.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, I do believe Hoppo's actually
on the line
through at the moment. Let's get him on the phone. Hoppo, good morning, my friend.
Morning, how are you?
How are you, buddy? Busy week for you. Obviously not in the
normal
way. How's it been?
Oh, look, yeah, it's been pretty eerie down there at the beach, something that we don't see very often. I think the last time I saw it was when we had the tsunami alert, but that was only probably for 3 hours. We had no one on the beach or water, but now it's been going for about 3 days, so crazy sight.
Is there any update on that? Is it going to stay closed permanently for a while, indefinitely?
It's indefinitely at the moment. We have no idea when beaches will reopen at this stage. It's going on the government and what they're doing, so we just need to follow suit. And, it's lucky most of us are still, have to be down there, so we're continuing as normal.
How are you finding people taking advice from, you and the other lifeguards? Are people listening to what you have to say when you say move along, or are they being difficult?
Most it's been quite good. I think it's more frustration from people and not knowing exactly what's going on until they get advised. So I think it's one of those things, you know, some people love going down the beach, they run their sand laps every morning, they swim in the bay, they go surfing, and you know, you pull that away from people and there's plenty of frustration.
Now, what about all the other guys who, you know, work in your team? Are they having to stay home? Are you guys acting as like security guards now? What's going on?
We're minimising our teams and working in groups, smaller groups, and that group work together all the time now. We don't, in case one of us get it, we can minimise that exposure, so we still need to be down the beach and around, because we still get the rogue people jumping off the points and going down the cliff faces to try and get themselves into the water.
Jeez.
Mm. Hey, Hoppo, I've got to ask, mate, this show, I mean, it's been going since, 2006, long time now, and it's hugely popular overseas. Do you ever go on, overseas trips and get recognised?
Yeah, we have. We've been over and it's time you go overseas and people come up. And the thing is, I forget all about it, you know, when you're away on holidays and you
decide
about where you're going. And so, do I know you're from somewhere?
Yeah, that's right.
Sure, I mean, you're packing a pen.
You know what? Some would say, Hoppo, you are as iconic to Australia as David Hasselhoff was as the lifeguard in Baywatch.
Yeah, I've heard that a few times. How does that sit with you? Yeah, that's... I'll take that rap. He's a legend, you know, Hoff.
Oh, I love it. Well, yeah. Mate, thanks for joining us. I know you're busy time at the moment, so we really appreciate it. And, Jade, of course, Bondi Rescue tonight.
Yep, 7:30.
It's a big old thirst trap of a show.
On Win.
People love it.
Very good. Age, sex, location. Coming up next, Crevo, we've got $1,000 to give away.
We sure do. We're looking for a 51-year-old male from the Maitland City Council area. If that's you, 131009.
Excellent. Doing it next to New FM.
Right across Newcastle.
You know what? Some would say, Hoppo, you are as iconic to Australia as David Hasselhoff was as the lifeguard in Baywatch.
I'll
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one. Alrighty, if you want to win $1,000, all you need is an age, a sex, and a location.
We've got a fresh book of 50s here after we gave away that is paper, but we do have fresh.
Yeah. That's just the idea, so you know what the money sounds through our fingers.
So we're after, guys, a 51-year-old male from the Maitland City Council area.
That's right. So if it's on your rates, basically saying anywhere in that Maitland City Council, that's what we're after. 131009, a 1 in 30 chance at $1,000 instantly.
All right, taking your calls next at 105.3 New FM. Baby Animals right now, 1992, this song.
First artist I ever interviewed.
Well, I've never heard of them, actually. Guess I'm done. It's 7:38, good morning.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
The Novos.
Age.
Sex. Location.
Where are you now that I need you?
If you are a 51-year-old male from the Maitland City Council area, you have 30 seconds on the clock to call 131009, spin the cash balls and potentially win a gorilla.
That's right. All we're trying to do is give away money. That's all.
All right, we're up to 3-4 seconds, guys. We've got it going.
Time is ticking down.
Time is on.
That's it.
Time is ticking. I'm very glad we gave away some cash this week.
I know, good time. $500
yesterday as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels good to give away money in times like these, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Not our money, who cares, right, guys?
Yeah.
The more, the better.
What are we on, Jade?
23 seconds.
Oh, give it the countdown.
27, 28, 29, time's up.
Too slow. That's the end of it.
Jeez, that was anticlimactic. You could have put some energy behind it, Jade.
Three, come on, two, one.
I couldn't think that quickly, looking at the numbers ticking up and the work count going down. It was too hard.
It was a mathematical impossibility. Yeah. I know.
All right, there we go. Done.
That's the end of that.
Playing again before 9 o'clock. Another $1,000 up for grabs. Up next, guys, got to tell you about this very funny story. And it brought up a good chat around the team yesterday. Mm. There's this new platform called Zoom Chat. Everybody is using this. It's like a video sharing app. So you can essentially talk to one another and all on the one screen.
Yeah.
Really great for these times because you can still socialize, see your friends, see your family, see your colleagues. Not that you always want to see your colleagues, but
a lot of celebrities are doing it at the moment to entertain their fans in isolation.
Exactly.
They're using it.
So there was a little university lecture and one girl decided that she needed to split them whiskers and go to the bathroom. She did so in front of all of her classmates. They seen her do the old reach over to the toilet roll. Clearly, living life large, even that she's got toilet paper. But wanted to have a chat around the team next because, Jade, you're a notorious person when it comes to going to the bathroom whilst talking to others.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I guess I'm just comfortable.
You do. In fact, I put it to you, do you do most of your phoning from within the, the porcelain zone?
Not all my phoning, but I guess, you know, if I'm normally when I am talking to someone, it's for quite a long period of time on the phone. When I catch up with someone, it's a good, you know, half an hour or more.
So you're pantless for most of these times.
Sometimes. Well, I am known to, you know, be a bit of a nudist at home as well. So, hey, I just, if I'm comfortable in my own domain, if I need to go to the bathroom because we're having a 45-minute phone call, I'm going to go.
All right, well, chatting more next about that.
I think it's a bit gross.
Covering the serious topics here at New FM 745. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus and 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7.55, 22 degrees right across the Hunter today. Some showers, possible storms this afternoon. So, guys, just telling you before about the story of this girl who was on Zoom, which is a new video conferencing app a lot of people are using, obviously due to the whole coronavirus isolation situation.
Yeah.
She decided to take a tinkle, split the whiskers. She did it in front of all of her 30 classmates. Very embarrassing. But there's a whole lot of stories coming out this week about Zoom embarrassment stories, things people do. Because, I mean, webcamming popular maybe, what, 10 years ago?
That's right.
Not so much anymore. Even on your computer, Crevo, you've got a little bit of a tape over your webcam.
Well, I don't... Yeah, I feel if it's good enough for Zuckerberg, it's good enough for me.
Well, think about the people that you're Zooming with, right? It's your colleagues, fellow students, you know, maybe family and friends. But a Fordham University professor got a bit of a peep show last week during their first ever online lecture, right? Get this. There was a girl in the class and she looked a little bit bleedy-eyed and he goes, I could see a nude man rising from a sofa in her living room and it was clear from her face that she just had a great night in front of 90 students.
Jeez.
Awkward.
A little bit of
very
tail.
Very much so.
How disgusting.
Funny though.
Be mortified? I actually wouldn't care that much.
I feel like there's going to be a lot more of this, these kind of stories happening because, you know, a lot of people are going to be working from home. They might even just do a quick, like, WhatsApp video call or something with their boss. Hey, what do we do about this? And then they do the old stand-up and it's just going to be, you know, suit top at the top and then undies at the bottom.
Well, that's the thing because a lot of people get comfortable at home. Like me, I admit it, I'll do the nudie run around the home and just chill out.
Do you sit on your couch in the nude?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do, Maddie, and you've sat in it.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, and it's leather too. The cheeks sticking on there.
Mm-hmm.
You need the old spray bottle out for that one.
Yeah, give it a wipe down before you ever use Jade's couch.
No, never.
I love this one. A Manhattan-based marketing manager found herself on a Zoom video chat with two other co-workers and she realised she'd forgotten to take care of some basic things, her hair, she hadn't put any makeup on, such a New York thing to worry about.
I know, right?
But on top of that, right, her boyfriend, she lives in a very small apartment in the bathroom, morning time. The sounds coming out of that bathroom were so loud and horrific, she had to mute the chat and then end it because it got so bad.
Well, sometimes small bathroom, especially you can imagine a New York City apartment, tiled to the wall, to the roof,
the echo.
Very echoey.
We used to have to do video chats on this show. God, they were awkward.
They were
not good.
We used to do 4:30 p.m. meetings.
Yeah.
And it was
never
just
worked
so
out.
Never.
It was horrible. One thing I'm glad Jade I put my foot down on.
You know what? Jade always used to look like she'd just woken up on those meetings.
Napping.
Hair everywhere.
Hair would look like it just
red eyes.
Had a bunch of hairspray in it, like in the 70s.
Yeah.
What were you really doing, Jade? Were you actually just sleeping?
Yeah, most of the time, waking up for my nap and, you know.
At first, I always used to get these vibes. I thought, surely not. I was like, that's not
love,
like
Bob Marley.
Yeah,
she's very
not
relaxed
listening to Bob Marley at all.
Yeah, no. And then Crevo's headphones would be going in. You'd have really bad connection
in and out all the
time.
Hey, Crevo. Hey, yeah.
And Maddie, on the other hand, I think you're a secret nudist because you would never turn your webcam on. You
because
never
I was
had
just,
it on.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You
are
you
a secret
once.
Nudist, Maddie?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Mm.
Pretty sure. I would
something to hide. Something to hide.
webcams
maybe
are always
I, maybe off. I just didn't want to look at you guys.
You're still looking at us. Our webcams are on. It's yours that's off.
Yeah, all right, Jade. Have your little have your little win there, Dale.
Thanks, mate.
Go listen to some pop. Off you go.
So on 13 to 9.
Be honest, Jade. Be honest. Something to hide.
There's always something to hide. You know what? If no one, everyone has a skeleton in their closet.
Absolutely.
So let's all not point fingers.
All right, sure.
Because no human's perfect.
Except you, because you're a delight.
Oh, yeah, well, thanks, Maddie, you sweetheart. I'll take it. But on 13:10:09 after this, how's your business adapting? Obviously, there's a lot of change going on at the moment. A lot of businesses are having to sort of think on their feet and change as they go.
That's right.
As the world around us changes. So if your business has had to adapt, maybe you're offering something that you weren't originally offering because of the changes, call us and let us know because we'll give your business a plug on air and spread the word.
Exactly right. So maybe you're, you know, a cafe obviously switching to the takeaway but didn't really do that before.
I heard a rumour that the Great Northern is selling takeaway tap beers for $10 a litre.
Really?
There you go.
Just putting it out there. That's what I've heard.
Rumour.
I don't know if it's true.
It's like a speakeasy vibe, isn't it?
I've had four people tell me that. So I'm like, you know what? That's apparently okay.
That's interesting.
Hamish, can you confirm? Takeaway alcoholic beverages, that is a thing, yeah?
I don't think it's okay, but I'll find out if it's...
I think it might actually be allowed.
Okay.
Because there's been talk of, like, the delivery of cocktails and stuff.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
We'll get more into it after, right?
Yeah.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New ignition. 3, 2, 1.
Big news this morning in the world of pop music. Lady Gaga has been one of the first artists to delay a release. She's delaying the release of her new album. She even revealed she had a secret Coachella gig lined up, all thanks to COVID-19. So thanks for that.
Yeah, disappointing.
That's surprising. I would have thought this is the time to sell a bunch of streaming.
Yeah,
people are stuck at home.
I get it, though, but it goes to show you how important promotion for music is.
That's
so
true.
Obviously, they can't go on
the normal touring tours,
blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that's very disappointing.
She's going to hold on to her music for now and make up some money off Stupid Love.
Because it'll probably just build everything up, you know, the hype around her album even more now.
Or it'll die down and people will be over it.
No, I don't think so, because fans would be stoked about it. Like, I know, like, being a fan, I've been hanging out for it. And although I'm disappointed, I've got something else to look forward to now.
Well,
and
that's
thinking,
true.
Sweet.
Imagine all those isolation streams, though.
That's what I was talking
she
about.
She won't miss out on it, though. She'll still get streamed.
Oh, I worry. Everyone's going to be back doing their thing when they can go out and about.
No, everyone needs music at the
gym. They'll forget about Lady Gaga by then.
They will not. Crevo, I know you're baiting me.
Time will tell.
Honestly, though, some artists should take advantage of it, though.
Absolutely.
I mean, there will be one or two, I think, that like big artists that are due for releases that will still continue on.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be artists that will come out of this as well because there's going to be people who are at home and they can't go to their day job, so they're going to, you know, maybe pick up the old axe and have a strum.
The only artist that I've seen benefit from coronavirus thus far is, of course, Cardi B.
That's true. Interesting collaborations, though, very quickly. Flume's put out there, and the amount of comments of people like Dua Lipa, Charlie XCX. So I reckon we're going to see a lot of interesting music being made.
100%, because you can just send files between different artists. They can record at home.
True.
This actually might be a boom time for music.
Yeah, 100%. I'm into it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up next, Jade, we're talking business adapting.
That is correct. So yesterday, Crevo, you got an email from 13 Cabs.
Yeah.
And basically, they normally deliver people. when you get a cab, Maddie, you'd know. So they can now deliver goods and parcels so you don't have to touch a thing.
That's right. So they're doing this touchless parcel delivery.
Yeah. So, you know, they're saying if you wish to keep your distance and you need something delivered, Here's how we can help. So you now can order 1-3 cabs, get a parcel delivered, happy days. But they've obviously, you know, with the amount of people who aren't traveling anymore, they're adapting their business. So I think they have had this option for a little while, but now's the time to really take advantage of it. So
absolutely.
On 13 10 09, how's your business adapting? We'll give it a plug, get the word out that you're still open and how you've had to change.
It's Plug City here at New FM. Newy businesses, get involved. 13 10 09, 12 past 8 right now of Monsters and Man at New FM. Good morning. 16 minutes past 8 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Now, Jade, obviously, you know, you love Newcastle and you love getting behind the community and helping them out. So you come up with this great idea to give everyone a platform that has diversified their business during this time.
Okay, well, thank you, Maddie. It's a team effort on the show, so I'm not just going to take credit, as your brainchild too. So basically, 1-3 Cabs at Crevo, you brought this up yesterday because you received an email that they're now delivering goods and parcels. So you don't have to touch anything with social distancing. And, you know, if you need something delivered, if you don't want to venture out, I know a lot of elderly, you know, who should be staying indoors at the moment, you can call 1-3 Cabs and they'll help you deliver anything you need. So they've adapted.
I hope it's at a lower rate, though.
Yeah, I wish I could answer that for you, but you'd have to book it and find out. But apparently you can, you know, just download the 1-3 Cabs app to find out more details on that. But, you know, businesses are adapting. 13 10 09 if yours has had to adapt and, you know, people are thinking you're closed and you're worried, but you've changed how you do business and you want to get the word out, give us a call now and keep calling because we do have a couple of, like, lines blocked at the moment, but they'll free up in the next minute.
Okay, let's go to the phone, shall we? Let's kick off with Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, how are you?
Good, mate. Great name. Now, first of all, you are the owner of the Deck Cafe at Lovedale?
Correct.
Now, tell me, how have you guys had to diversify? And give us your little spiel. Are you open? What's the go?
Look, we're still trying to trade at normal trading hours.
Yeah.
Obviously, only takeaway. We're actually even extended to open Friday and Saturday night this week, doing a little seafood takeaway meals.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Just to give some people the taste of the great food that we do and look after the locals. And also, main thing is trying to keep my staff in the job. So
that's really good of you, man. And obviously, for the bosses out there or employers out there that have had to unfortunately let staff go, it's very hard. A lot of people are taking this, you know, really, really difficult. It's a very difficult time. So what's your website? How do people get in touch? Where are you located?
Well, we're the Deck Cafe Lovedale. You can see us on Facebook or our website, thedeckcafelovedale.com.au. The menus are on there. We're even doing home delivery 3 nights a week. But, you know, drop in for a coffee, obviously takeaway. Or grab something to go. We've got some adapted our menu to be more versatile for takeaway, so it's easier to eat while on the road or in a park somewhere, isolated, obviously.
Of course,
we're doing everything by law and trying to get through this as much as best we can.
Good on you, Matt. Well done. Mate.
Thanks, Matt. We'll
awesome.
Be able to check that out.
Thanks for the plug. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, mate. Anytime. Happy to help. Thank you, Matt.
Let's go to Shannon. How you doing, mate?
Hey, guys. Happy hump day.
Hey, yeah, mate. Right back at you. You're from Newcastle Roofing, I believe. Tell us, what's your situation? What are you doing to adapt?
Yeah, so I'm from Newcastle Roofing Professionals, and we've had to introduce the no-contact option. So we do all of our consulting by the phone and FaceTime.
Yep.
So, and also we've had to introduce other elements to the business, like we also now do pressure cleaning of driveways.
Oh, yeah.
But we've just had to eliminate that whole face-to-face, handshaking, high-fiving, you know, let's restore your roof, let's repair your roof. It's just absolutely no contact now.
Perfect. Well, that's awesome. So Newcastle Roofing, still up and running. Facebook the best way or online?
Instagram, Facebook. Just Google Newcastle Roofing Professionals.
Easy as that.
Good stuff.
Thanks, Shannon.
Keep calling through 13 10 09 if you want to spruik how your business is adapting. Lucas, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good, thank you. So you're from Newcastle Distilling Co. How's your business had to adapt?
Yeah, so we've lost about 90-odd% of our sales over the last month or so.
Really sorry
that sucks, man.
yeah, local markets, bottle shops, all our friends in the hospitality industry, you know, they're all our customers, so it's been a really tough time for everyone.
Of course.
Now, I believe you were in the Herald yesterday because you're making hand sanitizer. Now, I've got to say, what a great idea. But, mate, it's something everybody needs. How's that whole production process going for you?
Hectic's probably the best word.
Yeah, we
were approached by John at my community pharmacy at Shortland a couple of weeks ago because they just couldn't get any sanitizer and they make their own.
Yeah.
So we decided to team up and we've just been making as much as we can for the last couple of weeks just to keep their customers satisfied and keep all their local residents, you know, with sanitizer.
Yeah.
But we're also now trying to upscale a bit to try and help everyone else out as well.
Yeah, good stuff, man. So you're obviously selling it as well, yeah?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. Yeah, we're primarily aiming at sort of businesses and nursing homes and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, nice one, mate.
Well done on being clever and changing and adapting.
Are you guys still doing delivery of your very lovely drinks?
We are. We're offering free delivery online for all products.
We've tasted them here. We all know.
They're all delicious.
What's the website, mate? Give yourself another little plug.
NewcastleDistillery.com.au. And if anyone needs sanitizer, they can email us at sanitizer@newcastledistillery.com.au.
Awesome. Thanks,
we'll
Lucas.
Whatever we can.
Appreciate it, mate. Thank you very much.
Very clever.
I thought what we'll do, we'll continue this next because a lot of calls coming through.
Yep.
And, you know, there's the whole support local angle obviously around at the moment, but we're only promoting it if, you know, you're obviously in the guidelines, you're following the law.
That's right.
Because you still can support local business in these ways.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
We're going to continue it next. 13 10 09, if you have a business that's diversifying at the moment, changing in these times, you want to give it a plug, give us a ring now. 13 10 09.
Yeah, and like if the lines are busy, just keep trying. We'll try and get to as many people as we can.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Continuing it next, the new FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
Fresh music from Lady Gaga. That is called Stupid Love, and this is 105.3 new FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Creevo. Currently 20 degrees at Mayfield. 13 10 09 this morning. It's Plug City here at the show. If you're a local business that has had to change due to all of these restrictions that have been put in place, we want to give you a platform to call us up and put the message out there. We just heard from some before. We still have some lines open, so should we take some more, guys?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. We've got Carly from iGym. Carly, good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are we going?
Good, thank you.
Now, obviously, your gym, obviously all gyms are doing it real tough at the moment. How have you had to change, and what message would you like to get out?
Oh, guys, look, it's Carl Zombie here from Salamander Bay, iGym 247. Obviously, can't touch too much on what's happening. We're going to have enough time, but our main concern is keeping the community and everyone moving and active as best as we can. So basically what we've done is we are doing online classes. The daily schedule goes up every single day, but it's not just available to iGym Salamander Bay. There's 7 other iGyms and also attached to the Cycle Republic at Warners Bay. So all these classes are available to every single person.
Awesome.
Within Australia even. You know, we'll do whatever we can here at iGym to look after people at this tough time. So I'd say just jump on our Facebook page. The daily schedule will be there and we will go live feed to as many people as we possibly can with a huge variety of group fitness classes, trying to keep their daily normality.
Perfect.
Very good. Thanks for that, Carly. iGym, watch their live feeds. They'll get you moving from home.
Yep.
No slacking off is what Carly's saying. You can tell she's a real trainer, Carly, can't you?
Yep.
Oh, keep her moving. I love it.
Morning, Christine.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. So you're from Harcourt's Real Estate at Newcastle and Lake Mac?
Yes, that's true.
Yep, so how's your business adapting?
Well, big announcement last night for you guys.
Yes, it's been a pretty intense morning and last night, to be honest with you. So what we're doing is making sure that we've got virtual tours for all our tenants and buyers to go through. I'm from the leasing, I'm a property manager.
Yeah.
So it's really important that tenants know that we're still here for them.
Of course.
And owners are aware that we're still here to get their properties rented out as well. So we're doing everything by virtual tours. We can do lease agreements and managing agency agreements for owners via online, so we don't actually have to come out to you. We're still being able to do private inspections at this time, just singular appointments. But if the property is tenanted, we're not doing that at the moment. We just wait till the property is vacated. You know, we have got the 3D virtual tours that tenants can actually go through with the properties, and also buyers can also go through the properties in that manner as well.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so we can also offer rental appraisals and all that kind of stuff for owners via FaceTime and liability checks if people are trying to get their properties ready to rent. There is still lots and lots of people looking for properties at the moment. So if you do have a rental property, please give us a call. There is so many tenants out there, very stressed, looking for properties.
Wow,
you
know, okay.
That's very useful information. Best place to get in contact with you guys, the website?
Yes, Harcourts, Newcastle, Lake Macquarie. Just Google us. My name's Christine. I'm your business development manager, and I'll give you a call and we can get you sorted out.
Good stuff. Thanks for calling, Christine. Happy to help you guys out as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I like getting the message out.
And you know what's sort of interesting is a lot of this technology is already there.
Yeah.
And now people are just going, great, we can just utilize it better and flip it and make our business work.
Do you know what actually really annoys me? I was thinking about this last night.
What?
You know the whole NBN situation when, you know, the Labor Party were in government, they announced the proper NBN. It was going to cost a whole heap of money. The government opposed.
Yeah.
We're now here in 2020, right? People need to work from home. People need the internet more than ever. The current internet situation in this country is ridiculous. We need online schooling. We need, you know, whole businesses are running on the internet at the moment. They're relying on it.
Yeah.
And they've got dodgy internet. It's like, you know, that infrastructure was so important. Missed opportunity.
I totally agree with you. And like the thing I said on the show, I went to try and contact my internet provider because it's running slow. I was over 400th in queue.
Jeez.
Not waiting that out.
No, it's not good. Well, hopefully, you know, on the other side of this, they'll be able to look at that and fix it.
Got to spend the money. It's just got to happen.
It does. 8:34 news time next.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Producer Jackson, you just got a call before from a listener who was just saying that we are apparently, guys, the radio station of choice for Centrelink offices right across the Hunter.
Yeah.
How good's that?
It's amazing. And big shout out to them because obviously they're working hard right now.
Yeah, massive shout out to everyone listening at Centrelink. I know you're doing it tough at the moment. And also everyone in line there as well. I know
just waiting, yeah.
It's a bit crazy, but you know what? They're doing their best, so.
That's right. Keep you cool. Be nice to the workers. The money will come. I know it's tough, but, you know, just relax and take care of each other.
I just love that we're the radio station of choice for Centrelink. I love that.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
awesome.
That's a big organisation. I almost feel like we've made it.
Well, hey, it's a work in progress, and we'll know when survey results come out, won't we?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, everyone listening at Centrelink in line at the moment, if you get a radio book, make sure you tick New FM.
Very important. That's right. Next, though, guys, I was chatting to a gentleman the other day who I noticed has been using a lot of unnecessary abbreviations.
Does that bother you?
Well, it sort of does because I feel like abbreviations are great in text, like in an SMS or, you know, or in Facebook Messenger. Fine. I get it. You don't want to type it all out. But why do you say a certain abbreviation out? There's no need. It makes it more difficult.
Oh, see, I don't have any qualms with it. If someone wants to shorten it, let them Crevo.
I'm going to do it. It's our boss.
Damn it. Why'd you pull the Band-Aid off? Anyway, our boss has been doing it. I've got some of his best examples. And what I thought I'd do with the both of you is a bit of a test to see if you can translate some of these abbreviation sentences that I've caught him doing.
Okay,
cool. It's good. I like a game. Games are good.
Bit of
games
fun.
Are fun.
Yeah.
Bit of fun.
Mix it up.
All right, doing it after Matchbox 20. This is Push It New FM. Good morning, Crevo.
That written warning, better watch out.
Oh, it's coming, good, I know.
Good, okay.
Well, live across New E, this is 105.3 New FM. It's 8.47 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now, I've noticed that our boss, JT, has been doing unnecessary abbreviations, not in a text, but when he talks to you.
Just in general conversation. I haven't noticed it.
So it sort of was annoying me, but obviously it's not too big an issue. But I thought, let's make a game out of this and do the abbreviation game.
Let's begin the spelling.
So what does carpe diem mean? How come I don't know that?
We went to school a long time ago.
All right, so basically what this is going to be is I'll say a bunch of abbreviated sentences for you.
Yeah.
And then you guys have to try and translate what they actually mean. I've printed you guys a copy so you can listen, but in case you can't listen, you've got a copy written out there.
Okay.
All right, first one. Everything to play for here, of
course.
And
name's your buzzer?
Yeah, that's the way these kind of games work. Obs, Tez needs to be less picky on Poff. And realize Annie if he wants a GF. Any idea what that means?
Maddie.
Okay, go for it.
Obviously, Terry needs to be less picky on plenty of fish and realize
Annie.
A&I. I don't know what that's short for.
Nah, I'm out.
Too
and
slow.
Nah, what is it?
And he got you got the first part right. So obs, obviously, Terry needs to be less picky on plenty of fish and realize Annie, age is not important if he wants a GF girlfriend.
Fail at that one. No good, Jade.
Yeah,
no
good. Fail.
Jade, you didn't even have a go.
No,
all right,
I
next
got
that.
You the first two.
Next one, here we go. Going OS will def be a NGZ for the next holes.
Okay.
Going overseas will definitely be a no-go zone for the next holiday.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yay!
1 point
for
Maddie.
Excellent. Oh,
jeez.
What a random game.
1-0.
Okay.
And remember, everything to play for here as we go into the final. Jade, this is your chance to get an even score with Maddie. Maddie, your chance for the win.
Okay.
My VR gogs are seriously ace. G-O-I, man, G-O-I.
I have no idea. My VR gogs.
My virtual reality goggles are seriously...
Ace?
Nah, I'm out. Sorry.
My virtual reality goggles are seriously ace. A cool experience. Get on it, G-O-I.
Oh, get on it,
Crevo, that's not even a thing.
It is.
It's
I'm
not
telling
even a
you.
Thing. Okay, Boomer.
I'm
not the one who's doing the abbreviations in real life.
If I was in a dating world right now and people were writing that to me, I would be very confused and I'd be alone for the rest of my life because there's no deciphering that.
Lucky you snapped up Pizza Benny at Domino's at the age of 16.
Yeah, lucky.
All right, guys. Let's do an actual game next. Age, sex, location. We have $1,000 to give away. Crevo, we are looking for...
A 19-year-old female from the Newcastle City Council area. If that's you, 13 10 09, it's a 1 in 30 chance at $1,000.
Alright, the lines are open. Play any minutes at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
Sex. Location.
We have $1,000 to give away right now playing age, sex, location. If you haven't heard it, basically we call out an age, a sex, a location. If you match up, you need to be the first through on 13 10 09 to spin the balls and hopefully your lucky number comes out. It's
and
that easy.
Today we're looking for a 95-year-old female. No,
jokes.
Imagine if we got one.
Hey, you never know. We got a lot of older listeners, I hear.
That is true. Well, they should have called up this morning when we put the 51-year-old age out there, but they didn't. So if you are in your
90s,
50's not old, guys.
Oh, can be. 19.
You're almost there, Jade.
No. Well, that is true, actually. I am. I will be
you're
old.
You're in your late 30s.
Oh, no. But if you're a 19-year-old female from the Newcastle City Council, 13 10 09.
All right, let's go to the phones. Ashley from Wall's End. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. What's, not bad. How are you?
Oh, we are doing good. What's going on in your life? You working?
Yes, I'm working. I'm working in real estate, so we're still open.
Oh, now, big announcement last night. Yeah. And we were just chatting to someone that works at Harcourt. They're doing a lot of virtual tours now. Is that what you guys are going to be doing as well?
Yes, we are. We've taken some videos so we can send it through to potential tenants.
Yeah.
And they can have a look there, but we also do private inspections, so to limit that one-on-one contact with people and social distancing.
Very good. Mm. You got to adapt. That's very clever.
And,
good
stuff, and where do you work, Ashley?
I work at Next View Property in Newcastle.
There you go. Give them a call.
Do you know what? Your boss needs to give you a 50,
pay rise.
Sneaky 50 for that one.
Yeah, I got us on the radio, guys.
Well, Ashley, we need your lucky number between 1 and 30. What is it?
25, hopefully.
25, okay.
25.
Fingers crossed for you.
Spin the cash balls, Jade.
Oh, yes, spinning.
Do you think you've got a lucky touch, Jade?
I'd like to think so. It was definitely lucky for Bronte the other day when she
wasn't
won.
It? What?
Let's see.
Here we go.
Ashley, you're after number 25. Number 18 came out. It's the third time this week 18 has come
serious?
Out.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Sorry, I know, Ashley, because it's, I was born on the 18th, so I take note of that number.
What month, Jade?
July.
All right. That's coming up.
Yeah, it is. It is coming up.
So are you trying to give her a birthday plug? Don't give her any birthday plugs. It's mine first.
Oh, when's yours coming up?
Yeah, when is it again, Maddie? When's your birthday?
I don't need to plug my birthday because I don't feel the need to. It's Friday, actually.
Send your gifts in.
Are you guys getting me a cake?
What sort of cake do you want? Being discussed.
Yeah, social distancing and all
that.
Well,
it needs to be a surprise anyway. That's right. But I'll be quite disgusted if there isn't one.
You'll be disgusted.
Mm. Well, I got you guys a cake last Friday for no apparent reason other than I'm a nice
person. Out of the goodness of your heart.
Mm. And I paid for them as well.
With your own money.
Yeah.
Yeah, just letting you know.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that just got awkward. Coming up next, 105 commercial free. Jackson, mate, you won't miss it, will you?
Your birthday?
We'll just have our own party.
Yeah, at a responsible distance from each other.
Absolutely, of course.
Of course. Mine's in November, so I might be able to actually celebrate mine, which will be nice.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't celebrate birthdays, so I won't be celebrating mine. Don't get excited for that party, because it's all uninvited.
It's not happening.
This is actually the social distancing anthem at the moment. Don't show up. Don't go out.
It is.
Don't start thinking about me now because I'm not opening that front door. Dua Lipa, don't start now. Coming up for 105 commercial free. I love this. It's a throwback. Roxette.
Do you though?
I genuinely love this song so much.
It is a banger, that one.
And there's a pause in it that really scares me as a radio guy because I feel like it's dead air. You think you've gone off air.
Run down the hallway and then it kicks back in.
You're not paying attention. It really stops the heart. The Biebs as well.
Perfect. Love this song. Follow him on Instagram right now. He's so entertaining.
I was literally just going to say, right, so I don't want to admit this because I'm not a Justin Bieber fan, but I like this song and he's keeping me very entertained in this quarantine with him and Hayley. Yeah, very entertaining.
They love a TikTok.
Yeah, they're going live all the time. It's really good.
Hot tip, guys. I don't think Justin Bieber's trawling for followers. He's giving him
He's got plenty.
No, although, but he's actually really entertaining.
He'd make a lot of money off his followers.
Oh, 100%.
Advertising. Get on that.
Who would have thought Jackson making Bieber money?
Yeah.
He'll look at his phone and he'll see an influx of followers now. All from us.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Kicking off in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.